Welcome to the Moving Fast podcast. I'd like to introduce our guest today. We've got Lasse Andresen, the CTO and co-founder of ForgeRock, which is the fastest growing digital identity management vendor in the world. Lasse, welcome to the Moving Fast podcast. I'd love for you to just share a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be on your famous podcast. So, yeah, what about myself? I'm born and raised in Norway, which also is where ForgeRock actually started. Kind of like a technology software freak. And in addition to my passion in life, of course, is music. And of course, I, as a Norwegian, I have to do skiing. So but I've been living in San Francisco for 7 years now, and had the pleasure to run this this amazing company.
Thank you so much. So I want to ask you three moving fast questions. So the first one is, what progressive technologies are you seeing getting a lot of traction in your industry?
Yeah, there's a lot of happening, and I think it's the pace of things happening is just also pretty amazing at the moment. The big thing now is kind of like RPA, or software robots, that everybody's talking about, of course, powered by machine learning and AI. And when you're starting replacing kind of like a lot of tasks with software robots performing some of that stuff, a lot of people are starting to be concerned about security and identity. So it's not a human actually doing a task when it comes to automation, or you're talking to a chatbot and it's not a human behind it. Who's actually responsible? What about security? What about privacy? So that whole kind of like RPA, software robots, AI, machine learning, is absolutely one of the most intriguing technologies happening at the moment.
Very interesting. So our second question is, what are you doing at ForgeRock to prepare for all of the fast-moving technology changes?
First of all, it's all about having resources to actually spend time on it, kind of like, and make our bets, talk to a lot of other industry technology vendors, our customers, of course, and check what is going on. It's all about being on the edge, being out there, figure out what is going on, and talk to as many sources as possible. And then, of course, we make our own just judgment inside and have to make some priorities where we are putting our focus. But we have a dedicated innovation team, which I'm fortunate enough to lead. And everything here is about looking into innovation. What do we think is going to happen? Where will we like to be in 3 years from now? And kind of like lead and not follow. We make our own decision. We make our own bets and investing a lot of resources and people in R&D.
So for our third question is, what do you see as the top challenges to be aware of or keep an eye on for CTOs?
First of all, competition, the lack of talent that are kind of like accessible. Like everybody is fighting for the best brains, and specifically like how here in the Bay Area, you know, you have some big companies consuming and offering kind of like big salaries and packages. So just the getting access to talent and keeping them is one of the biggest challenges we have as an industry, actually, because the more and more software we have, the more and more things that are automated or software robots going on, it still requires a lot of talent and skills behind the scenes. So even it seems pretty simple when an end user are using some of these amazing new services, what's going on underneath is starting to be more and more complex. And if you don't then also add scale to it, it gets even more complicated. So I think the access to enough talent that actually knows hardcore security, identity, or other kind of like domain expertise in machine learning and analytics in AI, it's a huge challenge.
Mm, absolutely fantastic advice. And Lasse, I want to thank you so very much for your insights today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So thank you all listeners for joining us on the Moving Fast podcast. And we want to have you join us with another episode coming soon.